ACB Radio Mainstream from the Exhibit Hall at Site Village 2004. We're now at the Tiemann stand and joined by Mr. Mark Hill, a name which may be familiar to some of you. Mark's worked with Dolphin in the past, so obviously has some pedigree in the assistive technology industry. Mark, sorry to refer to you as almost like a racehorse there. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Excellent. Yeah, not too bad. So you're with Tiemann these days. Tiemann, yeah. Obviously renowned worldwide for their fantastic Braille displays. Do you want to just give us an overview of your range of products?
Well, first of all, it's nice to be back into the industry, really, you know, because it's nice people, and so it's nice to be back in the industry, nice to be back at Tiemann.
Mm-hmm.
Tiemann have been around, I guess, for about 25 years now, and we do the award-winning Clearview range of CCTVs, which I'm sure many of your listeners are familiar with.
Right.
They've been on the market for a couple of years now.
Uh-huh.
We do the Braille Voyager Braille displays with the non-slip surface, and I'm sure many of your listeners are familiar with the folding Braille Voyager 44, totally portable.
Yep.
We also do the Sentry range of CCTVs, where they have the same sort of functionality as the Clearview range, but you can use them for desktop and distance viewing.
Right.
And of course we have the award-winning Traveller portable electronic magnifier, about 800 grams, so light enough to carry around with you.
So lots of magnification equipment available. I'd like to focus on the Braille if we can.
Sure.
Clearly the Voyager there seems to be your flagship Braille product at the moment. The Voyager comes in a couple of flavours, is that right?
I guess so. There are two models. There's the 44 cell display, and there's the 70 cell display.
Wow. And the 70 cells.
That's it. The 44 cell model is ideal if you're a laptop user.
Yes.
Sits neatly underneath your laptop computer.
Mm-hmm.
When you switch your laptop computer off, the 44 folds up and fits nicely into your laptop bag.
Now, what kind of connectivity options do we have there with the Voyagers?
It's quite simple, really. Just use the USB cable which we provide, and you plug that into your laptop computer, and you've roughly got a couple of hours use with your laptop. No need for any external power. And when using the Braille Voyager 44 and using the power from the laptop, it takes about 5, maybe 10% of the power from the laptop computer. So it really is a nice product, and sits discreetly underneath your laptop computer.
So USB, obviously, a very standard means of connectivity. Now, a lot of talk on the trade floors this year about wireless technologies. Can you make any comment there? Or
well, as you would expect, when new technology or ways of using technology comes about, Tiemann are one of the companies that will be up there.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can say is watch this space.
Watch this space.
I'm sure
first.
You won't be disappointed. What is quite interesting is that Tiemann now have a good, solid blindness team. Traditionally, we've been strong in low vision.
Uh-huh.
But Tiemann and a company now going forward, not just in low vision, but also blindness and particularly Braille. And you'll see in the next couple of years some interesting developments in Braille technology.
Uh-huh.
But also, we have a good team, Larry Lewis, formerly of Pulse Data, is now
right,
with us.
Yes.
And Larry, well, I met Larry a couple of times in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And he's a fantastic guy to have on board. His experience of the industry, the way he describes using the products. He's the ultimate fan of Braille products, so it's good to have him on board. And he's built up a good blindness team in the States, so it's good to have him and his team on board with us.
That's good to hear. Now, if I'm completely off base with this, and I'm sure you'll tell me, it's my understanding that the Tiemann cells are used in other products. That they're a good, you know,
that's correct.
A good cell.
Yes. That's correct. If you ask me which products, I think it's probably unfair of me to mention that, but
right.
I think that the Tiemann are at the forefront of technology, just like you would find certain other manufacturers and certain other companies.
Uh-huh.
And I think in the next couple of years, you'll see some nice developments in both in blindness and in low vision.
team, and obviously the Voyager there, that's supported by a range of the access software that's available on the market.
Absolutely, so
clearly,
yes.
You could use the Voyager with HAL, with WindowEyes, is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah?
And
with
JAWS
as well. So people obviously able to be selective in their screen access software, and your product's going to work with all of those.
We would specifically recommend the Dolphin software with our products. We like the way, I mean, from my experience with Dolphin, and although I'm no longer with Dolphin, so I'm unbiased now, mm-hmm. my experience of seeing version 6 and seeing other people using version 6, mm-hmm. I think that if somebody was to approach us now asking for a Braille Voyager to be set up,
yep.
I would recommend HAL version 6 without hesitation.
Can I make a comment and just say that Mark was really the driving force behind version 6, because you were product manager at the time of its development, is that right?
That's correct, yeah, on the marketing side. So,
Mark, was there anything else about Tiemann that you'd like to add? And about Tiemann's range of products. Obviously, I appreciate we focused on the Braille products, because that's what's going to be of most interest to our listeners. Clearly, you offer a range of magnification products also. Was there anything about Tiemann or your range of products?
Well, we have
you'd
a
like
couple of new products out, if I may just quickly mention. I mean, there's been a lot made at this show about the electronic handheld magnifiers.
Right.
So something that's a bit smaller than the Traveller.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find a number.
Can you give us an idea of dimensions?
That's a good question. About around about 15 centimetres.
So 6 inches.
By about maybe 2 centimetres, no more than that, in depth.
Okay.
Fits nicely into your pocket. It's called the Compact.
Yes.
It's brand new. A range of magnification levels, 4 and 8 times magnification.
Mm-hmm.
What's really nice about this model, though, that makes this unique, is there are 2 false colour combinations.
Yes.
Black and yellow, and blue and yellow. We found they're the most popular colour combinations to put there. There's also an integrated writing facility, just like in the Traveller. And it's a nice design. It's a nice product. We've sold quite a few on the stand today, so we're a bit overwhelmed, to be honest. The other thing is we have a new Clearview CCTV, same Clearview design, award-winning design, with the controls found on the table.
Uh-huh.
But we have the latest flexible TFT screen technology on here.
Right.
I think
that's the same technology that we're now seeing creeping into to monitors, desktop monitors, the thin
right.
streamlined monitors. Yeah.
And I guess it's very fashionable, especially with the students nowadays. They want the TFT monitors rather than the television
the big bulky
style
CRT
monitors. Yeah.
One last question about Braille, and I'm not singling Tiemann out in this, because I'm aware that this is a problem right across the industry. The cost of Braille is prohibitive for many. Is there any way to resolve that issue? It just seems to me that there are so many people that could and should have access to Braille that, unfortunately, because of the prohibitive cost of refreshable Braille, it is problematic. And what do we do with that, Mark? I mean, where do we go from here with that?
Okay, well, there are a couple of things, really. First of all, I think especially here in the UK, the government has awakened to the idea that Braille technology really, if you look at the number of visually impaired people unemployed at the moment,
mm-hmm.
the vast majority of those who are employed
yes.
are Braille readers.
Yes.
They are Braille users.
Yes.
In this country, or especially in England and Wales, there is the CAP scheme set up, and I know there are similar schemes abroad.
Right.
Where there is additional funding available for Braille technology. And I have to say that we only used to sell a handful of Braille displays. Now we sell considerably more as a result of the CAP funding that comes from the government.
Right.
I would urge any teachers who are listening to find out more about the CAP scheme, simply because our experience, whenever we see these teachers on the stand, very few of them are aware of the CAP scheme. Full details of the CAP scheme you can get from our website.
We'll get to the contact details at the end. I guess what I was really driving at was, you know, are there any ways forward to cut the cost of manufacture so that a private individual can get access to refreshable Braille? Obviously there is funding available, but that's to some extent when all
for education, isn't it?
That's
and,
right
and
that's right and when this, you know, if you've got a retired person who perhaps wants to read, or perhaps they've lost it, as we know most blind people are people who are older,
sure.
And perhaps they want to learn Braille, that you know, they may want access to refreshable Braille. And you know, while the cost of technology generally, you know, we see it decreasing year on year now, if you want to get extra capacity for your computer, or if you want to get a TFT monitor, for example, the cost of that you know, several years ago would have been prohibitive. Now, a little bit more affordable, and it just seems that we don't seem to have really made any huge strides in the area of really coming up with some kind of low-cost solution for those people who are on a budget, who need access to refreshable braille. And I'm just wondering, is there work being done in that area, or, you know, a team of one of the companies who would likely to make a breakthrough?
I guess I appreciate your comments, and you know, the braille technology, of course, when you're developing a product, you have to sell enough to pay for the cost of development.
That's right, yep.
And of course, at Tiemann, we put a lot of the profit back into developing future products. It's in our interest to do that.
Yep.
I think with the braille technology, there are only a very small amount of braille users relative to people who lose their sight maybe in their 50s and 60s.
Right, yes.
And so therefore there's only a very limited market. We're producing very specialised products.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the number of products that we sell, we have to charge a certain price to allow us
and
to...
I think people understand that. I think people understand that it is a niche market, and you know, that this is a small community, and you know, that to some extent you guys are, you know, kind of fighting over breadcrumbs, really. But I guess what we are looking for is some kind of technological breakthrough which would bring down the cost of producing those braille products.
Okay, well, I think you'll see in the next couple of years some exciting developments from Tiemann,
mm-hmm.
Both in low vision and braille, and in the way that we deliver the braille technology. So that's all I can say at the moment.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
Just one final thing that might be of interest to your blind users.
My listener.
There is a brand new scanner reader that we're doing called the Clear Reader, and it's a very nice product.
Is this another magnification product, is this, or
no,
is it an OCR product?
It's an OCR product.
Ah, okay.
Text-to-speech.
Right.
Simply place your printed text on the glass, press the scan and read button, it can read to you.
So it's a standalone OCR product, and so that's called the Clear...
Clear Reader.
Clear Reader.
Brand new, launched at Sight Village this week. Okay, well, it uses the standard OCR technology that's available. Like, ask me which one, I'm afraid I don't know, Martin.
Right.
But,
okay.
What this product allows you to do is to scan stuff, listen to it, and then if you want to, you can export to a memory stick. And right. the file that you pick up on your computer
is it Clear Reader around? Could we get a quick look at the
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Okay, we've located the Clear Reader, and it's basically a flatbed scanner. As you operate the machine, you use the sort of the length of the machine is across in front of you, and then the depth is the short side. I presume that's A4, Mark, I'm guessing.
That's right, it's just A4 sheets.
Right.
The nice thing about this is that say if you have a long shelf,
yes,
and it's not very deep,
yeah,
you can put this on your shelf and the controls are at the front.
That's wonderful.
2004, have you seen them in contact yet? We are delighted to announce the launch of our brand new pocket size electronic magnifier, the Compact, which will be available for purchase from July 13th to coincide with Sight Village 2004. Designed as an alternative to using a conventional handheld magnifier, the Compact is small enough to fit in your pocket, light enough to carry, and features
of the... Okay, so obviously we're hearing some promotional material there for your Compact magnifying product. Very clear voice, real speak, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's a real speak. I'm just going to turn the volume down for the benefit of the listeners. I guess a lot of people are comfortable with listening to real speak.
Yeah, absolutely.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's what I say.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys obviously license that technology for this. So this is it's a nice, compact, feels very robust unit.
Yeah.
Now, it's an A4 scanner. Now, will it take a book? I'm aware there's quite a lot of...
Okay, Dave, if I can ask you to put your fingers on the cover here. I'm going to lift this up, and you can see now that it fits.
Now, what's happened is the whole cover has kind of come up about an inch from the scanning surface, so you could fit a book in there, and the lid's going to come down right across the back of the book. It's not going to be at an angle, which is obviously going to let in more light and cause problems. So the front controls look very functional, I would say, is probably the word. We've got I guess, a rotary dial knob there over on the left-hand side. Is that the volume?
That's it. That's the volume button. On the far left, that's your on and off button.
There's a big brown power button, bottom left.
3.5mm input-output socket for headphones.
Headphone, right, okay.
What's nice about this product is that there are two speakers rather than one.
Yes.
So when you're at high volume, it's not going to start buzzing.
Right.
Okay, so the speech is a lot clearer.
Excellent. Okay, and then towards the centre, just carrying on with the controls here.
We have a circular button on the left-hand side.
Yes.
And that button, you press it twice and it scans and reads.
Excellent, so it's all very straightforward, really.
The next button is a triangle button.
Yes.
And that will start and stop reading.
That's an arrow pointing to the right.
We actually have a cover over these controls.
Okay.
Only showing these two controls. If I take the cover off...
Right, there's a front cover. This is a bit like what you would find at the bottom of your television set. In some of the controls are sometimes good, and then once the cover's removed, then more of the controls are revealed, probably allowing you to interact with the material in a little bit more detail. Probably for navigation, I would guess, some of these buttons.
That's it. Now we have a cross-shaped button.
Like a diamond.
And that allows you to go through the menu.
Yes.
Then there's a button beneath that which selects yes to the left. To the right, there's one that says no.
No, right.
And you basically navigate through that.
It's all menu-driven. It's all menu-driven. Very straightforward.
Just imagine you were using HAL and you're within the Windows Explorer.
Yeah.
Imagine going
To be fair, I would imagine this kind of OCR product, this kind of standalone product, is probably aimed at somebody who's not the most tech-savvy person in the room, but they perhaps just want to get access to that book or that newspaper or whatever it may be.
Now, that's exactly why we have this cover here.
Yep.
And as standard, we provide this cover, which covers all of the unimportant buttons.
Right.
So if you want
the less used buttons, important. Yeah.
And so if you only want to use it for scanning and reading.
Yep.
Rather than confusing the user with all sorts of different buttons, we just show the scan and the stop button.
Could we get a price for this, Mark?
Yes, it's £1,695.
Right, so we're looking at probably a shade under $3,000 or thereabouts US.
That's right.
Okay.
Obviously, you've got synergies between certain product areas that Tiemann do. Would there ever be a chance of a version of this with, say, a braille display on for the deafblind, because there are often don't get the attention that they do deserve.
Are you talking about linking up the Braille Voyager with a clear reader? All I can say is, Martin, watch this space.
Watch this space, again.
So
that's the message we're hearing loud and clear from Tiemann this afternoon.
I really don't want to excite you guys too much, but I don't want to increase your expectations, but we're looking at a way of linking the Braille display with the scanner.
Mark Hill, thank you very much for your time.
If I
really
may
appreciate
just give you our contact details.
I was just about to get to that. Yes, if we could do that. Thank you.
Okay, calling us in the UK, I'll give you our telephone number now. It's 0115 9391 391.
Okay.
Alternatively, visit our website, very easy to navigate, www.tiemannuk.co.uk. I'll spell Tiemann for you. It's T-I-E-M-A-N.
So it's tiemannuk.co.uk.
That's it.
Mark Hill, thank you very much.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks.